Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. We begin today in the United States, where World Vision has reversed its Monday decision to its controversial same-sex marriage hiring policy. MNN's Ruth Kramer reports.
In a letter released late yesterday from World Vision, President Rich Stearns announced the World Vision U.S. board publicly reversed its recent controversial policy change, allowing the hiring of same-sex married couples. The board acknowledged their mistake and is choosing to revert to the longstanding conduct policy requiring sexual abstinence for all single employees and faithfulness within the biblical covenant of marriage between a man and a woman. Stern says Christian leaders confronted them in the spirit of Matthew 18 to express what he called concern, love, and conviction. Stearns is asking for forgiveness. He says the organization failed to be consistent with their commitment to traditional understanding of biblical marriage and their own statement of faith, which acknowledges Scripture as the inspired Word of God. He says the board is brokenhearted over the pain and confusion caused to supporters who saw this decision as a reversal of their commitment to biblical authority, which he claims was never their intent. Stern says World Vision is committed to listening to the wise counsel of Christian brothers and sisters in the days and weeks ahead. It's yet to be seen how many disenfranchised supporters will respond. Ruth Kramer, Mission Network News.
And Haiti is full of difficult problems. It's the poorest country in the Western Hemisphere, and Loganoff is where Haiti's poor reside. But Steve Edmondson of Starfish says they're running into a good problem.
Pretty tapped out right now. We're working a good 6 months out and trying to field the requests to come.
You can find plenty of ways to help at our website. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. MNN's making available the new Casting Crown CD, Thrive, with your best gift. Call 1-800-995-4828 to get your copy or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.